Good morning.
Good morning. So actually my presentation finished 10 minutes ago, so now it's virtual me that is presenting, the virtual personality that is presenting how to love people by using things, by creating smart environments and smart spaces. What most people need to know and to learn in life is how to love people and use things instead of using people and loving things. So we discuss a lot about connecting people with things, connecting people through things, through the social networks, and connecting things with things. So Internet of Things will mix all these elements together. A billion of people interacting with millions of e-businesses, with a trillion of integrated and intelligent devices. It was a vision that was presented already in 1995. Today, we are starting to experience this vision. What does society need today? It's a development that meets the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. This is what we are trying by developing new technologies, by developing Internet of Things enabling technologies, in such a way that technology, in particular communication technology, is supporting and changing how we organize our governing systems, our economies, and our cultures. In this context, the future vision for Internet as we see it today, because this is changing, are new fields that can hardly be defined precisely. So the definition is changing all the time. The future Internet, it's Internet of people, Internet of things, Internet of energy, Internet of services. We see already today consumer Internet, we see a business Internet with an industrial Internet. But in the future, these internets will merge. And we see that all these devices that are part of the internet will be connected. Connected anytime, any place, with anything and anyone, ideally using any path, network, and any service. So at the end, we are moving to connecting all the time and everywhere. What we could say about the future internet vision? First of all, we consider a polyform structure. It will be a network and services platforms, technologies called upon to constitute the internet, and they are looked at as a part of a single system that seamlessly integrate various Internet of Things or services or energy or people into an acknowledged network that is based on trust, security and privacy, address the socio-economic needs of individuals for the benefit of whole human society. The cluster, and I will discuss a little bit on the cluster at the end of my presentation, has coined a definition, again, a definition that is dynamical, that it's changing by the inputs from every of you that are participating in the Internet of Things projects. So the definition that was coined by the cluster and actually brings together the opinions of several companies, several projects from different parts of the world, is a dynamic global network infrastructure with self-configuring capabilities based on standardized and interoperable communication protocols, where physical and virtual things or objects have identities, physical attributes, and virtual personalities, use intelligent interfaces to connect with other things or with people, and are seamlessly integrated into the information and knowledge infrastructure. Of course, if we look at the smart things, they are today the starting point of connecting to the real world. And by connecting to the real world, we can create as well smart environments through the Internet, through the Internet of Things. We can create smart environments, smart energy, smart buildings, smart living, smart transport, smart city, smart health. And if we look at the Internet of Things as a metaphor, actually what we are trying, we are looking at the Internet of Things as a concept, as a paradigm, and we are making the enabling technologies that are at the basis of this concept, like sensor actuators, sensor networks, knowledge creation technology and technologies, and use them to create smart environments, smart spaces that are used to create application in the different areas like smart transport, smart cities, smart living. The idea of the planet Earth as an intelligent and a dawn on electronic skin was already coined in 1999. So the idea is that this planet Earth will use the Internet as a scaffold to support and transmit its sensations. This skin is already being stitched together. It consists of millions of embedded electronic measuring devices, thermostats, pressure gauges, pollution detectors, cameras, and so on. And this will probe and monitor cities and endangered species, the atmosphere, our ships, highways, and fleets of trucks, our conversation, our bodies, even our dreams. We hope that this will not happen too soon. Future developments. Cloud computing is a building block of the future Internet, and Internet of Things will be one of the biggest consumers of the cloud. We have, of course, as presented by before, to address a number of non-technical key issues. Regulatory framework to facilitate uptake of technology, global consistency, legal and privacy issues, and standards. Future developments show that we are moving from traditional wireless sensor networks to other forms of networks, and this will be integrated. We have body area sensor networks, we have vehicular sensor networks that are connected the cars together. In the future, this will further be developed by the introduction of the electrical vehicles, the interaction between the vehicle and the infrastructure, machine-to-machine communication, underwater acoustic sensor networks, urban social participatory sensor networks, interplanetary sensor networks, field booth networks, networks on chip, integrated on the silicon, near-field communication, heterogeneity of devices and networks. Internet of Things is not standing alone. It's a part of the future Internet debate. It means real-world integration, heterogeneity of devices and networks, mobility, managing scale, distributed intelligence. The future developments is that we have to monitor, manage, reduce the data that we are collecting, which is increasing exponentially, and create new applications. The challenges will be, as we see, the lack of breakthrough application, price as barrier to mass deployment, lack of consolidation, bunch of proprietary standards, battery lifetime, resources constraint, and so on. These have to be addressed at the different levels of the enabling technologies. Europe is in front of addressing the challenges of Internet of Things. There is a European policy roadmap. We saw a staff working paper on Internet of Things in 2008, a communication on the Internet of Things in 2009. integration with the Future Internet Initiative in 2009, and a planned Internet of Things activities between 2009 and 2012. And here comes the cluster. So the IRC cluster, IoT European Research Cluster, brings together the EU-funded projects and policy activities with the aim of sustaining Europe's leading position in the future Internet of Things within a global context. And you saw as well that the cluster has launched the second cluster book, and the focus is Internet of Things global, and Europe has the leading position in driving this movement. The objectives of the cluster, coordinating and building a broadly based consensus on the ways to realize the Internet of Things vision in Europe, identifying IoT technologies research challenges at the European level in the view of global development. You see again the word global. So all the activities are in the view of global developments. Linking its activities with the innovation and policy activities on European level and with the European member states. Define and promote a commonly accepted vision of the Internet of Things. Be concerned about the societal implication of Internet of Things. Here's a matrix of the activities in which the cluster is involved, from involvement in the expert group at the European level and communication and exchange of ideas with other expert groups from other parts of the world. There are almost 30 projects that are participating in the cluster, and we are glad that this year 6 more will join in this autumn. And we are expanding our network as well at the national level and in different areas of the world. The activity chains of the cluster are around 15, but they are clustered under 5 main areas as presented in this slide. Architecture approaches, models, naming, research and discovery, a very important activity chains with many challenges. Governance issues, privacy and security, area that it's under heavy pressure to give results. Links to national, European and international initiatives, interoperability, standardization, dissemination, exploitation, and coordination of the strategic research agenda at the European level. We have a web space that you'll find it at internetofthingsresearch.eu. And to conclude, together with my colleague and fellow coordinator of the cluster, Dr. Peter Fries, we managed to conclude and finish the cluster book 2011 that contains the new updated strategic research agenda, which presents the opinion of all of you through the project in which you are involved and gave us inputs to the strategic research agenda. And we managed to offer as well to the public a FP8 position paper on Internet of Things. And we are inviting you to join our activities in 2011 and 2012 to 2014. Thank you for your attention.